Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across the region, the weather is varied. In Jerusalem, expect cool breezes with clear skies. Tel Aviv will see mild temperatures with some cloud cover. In Haifa, the sun will peek through, warming up the afternoon. Meanwhile, Eilut enjoys a sunny day, perfect for those outdoor plans. Here are today's headlines. First, from Ynet, Iran attacks a ship in the Strait of Hormuz and declares the waterway closed until further notice. This comes as efforts continue to salvage a U.S.-Iran memorandum. Also, Walla reports that negotiations have collapsed as the Revolutionary Guards announced the closure of the Hormuz Strait. They fired warning shots at a vessel allegedly on an unauthorized route. Also, this hour. From JNS, the U.S. strikes Iran for the third time this week. They call it a response to a blatant attack on a ship in the Hormuz Strait. Separately, the Times of Israel reports the father of a Gaza aid truck driver says the IDF shot his son between the eyes. Truck drivers in Gaza are now demanding better protection. And finally, Forward notes UK Jewish groups are concerned about the likely next prime minister criticizing Israel over Gaza. Andy Burnham apologized for his part in this criticism. Here's what people are saying online. AMK Mapping from New Zealand shared unconfirmed reports of air defense activity at the Muafiq al-Salti Air Base in eastern Jordan just minutes ago. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT613 noted a ballistic missile launch from Khomeini, Iran. The target remains unknown. Al Arabiya English reports that a U.S. military delegation met with Lebanon's army in Beirut. They discussed Israel's withdrawal from a pilot zone in occupied territory. This update came less than an hour ago. Now for more on those stories, starting with Iran's actions in the Strait of Hormuz. According to Ynet, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps claims the attacked ship entered an unauthorized route. They demand the end of U.S. interference. This move could have significant implications for international shipping routes and regional tensions. Turning to the U.S. response, JNS reports that the United States has struck Iran for the third time this week. This is a direct response to Iran's aggression in the Strait. The strikes aim to degrade Iran's capabilities to threaten civilian mariners. This escalation could further strain U.S.-Iran relations and impact diplomatic efforts. Meanwhile, in Gaza, the Times of Israel highlights the tragic death of an aid truck driver. Ahmad Eslim was reportedly shot at the Kerem Shalom crossing. His father claims an IDF soldier shot him between the eyes. This incident raises serious concerns about the safety of aid workers in conflict zones. Finally, on the diplomatic front, Forward discusses UK Jewish groups' concerns. Andy Burnham, likely to become Britain's next prime minister, criticized Israel's actions in Gaza. His comments have sparked unease among Jewish communities, highlighting the delicate balance of international political relations. Turning to business and markets. First, from CTEC, the Recanati family has taken control of Maccabi Tel Aviv in a $50 million deal. They exercised their right of first refusal, ending a proposed investment by Rapid CEO Arik Still. Separately, Walla Business reports on changes to El Al's frequent flyer program. The Fly Card has transitioned to Isra Card, impacting cardholders' benefits and requiring timely action. And finally, Globes reveals positive results from Teva's new skin treatment drug. The study shows improvements in skin pigmentation for vitiligo patients, marking a significant advancement for the Israeli company. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.